Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Why does a helicopter pilot from Texas come all the way to the Knoxville airport for maintenance on his helicopter? Let's go in depth with David Seaton from Killeen, Texas. Dave, what are you doing at the Knoxville airport?
I am getting some maintenance done on my helicopter.
Yeah, I saw that helicopter and I thought, that guy's here, I'm going to go talk to him, and that's you.
That's me. Yeah.
And what are you doing here in Knoxville with a helicopter?
I'm here at Knoxville getting some maintenance done because I crop dust with my helicopter.
And you crop dust around here?
Yes. Yep. I stayed pretty busy here and in the Grinnell area, New Sharon area, and further east.
And so, let's just say, how does it work? I'm sure you load up with the appropriate chemicals, then you go up. How long do you fly? I mean, then you fly a long distance and then do a field, and how do you find the field and all that stuff? Sounds terribly complex.
There are a lot of moving parts, and it's organized through coordination with co-ops and with people who I employ with mapping services and transportation services. And we get it done. We will apply fungicide and insecticide over the corn and beans.
How do you find the field? I presume GPS or something?
Yes. So the co-ops will map the acres, will map the fields. And they put it in a file format that my GPS and my aircraft will read. And we will go to that field and we'll spray the field.
I presume there's all kinds of rules regarding drift and wind and stuff like that.
Absolutely. All the rules need to be definitely followed in the label, in the chemical label.
Okay. And so how much wind speed is too much for you to go up and spray?
I usually, when it's around 10 miles an hour, I'll shut down.
Really? So that's not much?
It's not really much.
You have service here at the Knoxville Airport. Why here as opposed to somewhere else?
Well, Dan Van Dosselaar, who owns Knoxville Aviation, has become a well-known guy for helicopter maintenance, specifically the R-44, which is the aircraft model I have. He's well-versed in that airframe, and I trust his work, and I will travel from Texas for him to work on my aircraft.
You'll fly from Texas, or you put it on a trailer?
I have a gooseneck transport trailer that I land on, and I'll secure it, and then I'll hook up my pickup truck, and I'll trailer the helicopter here from Texas. So I'll trailer the helicopter from Texas up here.
I was thinking that's a long helicopter ride from Texas.
It is. It's about a 7-hour flight.
All right, and so, but there aren't any mechanics in Texas that you can find? You have to come all the way here for Dan?
I have options in Texas, but I know Dan. I trust Dan. He's helped me out, and it's important for me. I have value in Dan, so to me, it's a personal decision as a business owner to come see him.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with helicopter pilot David Seaton. And what's the name of your business?
Seaton Flying Services.
Seaton Flying Services. And so do you do anything else in the area? Are there other things that you can do?
Yes, I can do rides. I can hop rides. I can do aerial photography, aerial surveying. But Seaton Flying Services, this is my breakout year of being in business. And Dan helped me get my aircraft legal with the FAA to crop spray. So not only is he doing maintenance on my aircraft, he's guiding me through the nuances of the FAA's requirements for me to crop spray. So for example, I purchased a spray tank, and you just can't bolt that on to an aircraft and go spray. It's got to be signed off by the FAA. Well, there's a whole list of things that the FAA wants to see, and Dan knows that list. So I came to Dan with this tank. He helped me put it on. He helped me with the paperwork, and we got it signed off as legal with the FAA. And then Seton Flying Services, my business, had to have it's called a 137 certificate. And not to get too into it, I had to basically perform, I had to be tested by the FAA to be deemed proficient and safe to apply any kind of pesticide from the air. And he helped me with that check ride with the FAA.
And so does somebody get in the helicopter with you and, you know, assess your proficiency?
No, sir. Actually, we sat down at this boardroom that we're having this interview at and went over a lot of paperwork. They questioned me about situations, if I would say the right thing. And once I passed that, we moved to the aircraft, and they saw me fly, running practice spray runs with water. From the ground, they saw me do that. And then once they saw that I was proficient in doing that, they gave me my 137. I passed.
So somebody came out to watch?
There were about five of them that showed up.
Oh, really? Was that nerve-wracking?
A little bit. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you got out of the helicopter afterwards and you looked at them, did you know you passed, or were they sort of stony-faced?
They were stony-faced. They just, body language was very... what can I say? Yeah, they just kept right on going. They all walked inside, and I went to the examiner who gave me my ground part of the examination, and she said, "Yep, you passed. Congratulations." So for a few seconds there, maybe about a minute, I was like unknown. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. But when I walked inside, they were filling out the paperwork for my 137 certificate, and they shook my hand.
And so then your business launched?
Yes, sir.
And did you work for somebody before? Or what?
Yes, sir. I've been cross spraying since 2012. I started on the ground. The helicopter crop sprayers will usually land on a truck, and it's usually a commercial straight truck that has a bulk tank full of chemical with a helideck on top of it. And so what we do as pilots is we'll land on the helideck, and the ground guy will hook up a chemical hose, providing chemical and fuel if needed, disconnect, and then we take off the truck. So the advantage of that is to be close to the field compared to an airplane having to go back to an airport so many miles away.
Is that the only advantage to helicopter? I'm guessing you can be more precise.
On average, we can get a little bit closer to an obstacle, whether it be a power line or a tree line or a sensitive area. We can, if need be, we can get a little bit lower. And there is some advantage to going across the corn or beans. It's 65, 70 miles an hour compared to 120 to 150 miles an hour.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with helicopter pilot David Seton. I'm guessing we have to worry less about it blowing away into places it's not supposed to be with the helicopter.
You can get up to some sensitive areas. A lot of it depends on the pilot skill level. You have some very impressive airplane pilots out there. But you can get with a helicopter, I would say a little bit closer Still being very careful of not drifting. You've got to keep it in the field. You got to stay on target no matter what. But, since 2012, I have seen an increased interest in the helicopters from farmers to put on their fungicide.
And is there plenty of work? Are you going to have to expand your business, or is it business tight? What's the...
Business, very blessed. Business is growing. There's interest all over the country. Being from Texas, there's opportunities down there to spray South Texas brush, which is a combination of vines and briars and just a lot of brush. Ranchers don't like a cactus called prickly pear that we'll spray for, and mesquite trees are a nuisance, so we'll spray for them.
Is that so they can build pasture? Or?
Yes. So the mesquite tree is very invasive. It saps a lot of nutrients, water from the ground, and doesn't provide nutritional value. Their cows can't eat it, and it's thorny. So they want it gone, and it's very tough to kill. It thrives in that Texas environment, so you've got to have a pretty hefty concoction of herbicide to kill it. So we'll go down there and we'll spray a few thousand acres of that in the late spring, early summer, and then in the fall. And then when things start to get a little chilly, start dipping into a ground temperature of below 75 degrees, that's when they'll basically tell us to stop spraying, because then the plant will go into a phase where it's not really accepting the herbicide, so there's really no point in spraying. So go into this dormant phase over the winter, and then once it starts to open back up again, when things get warmer, is when we start spraying again.
And so do you do other crops? Do you do rice or in Texas or wheat or what?
There's opportunity with the helicopter to spray rice. There's markets in Florida to spray citrus with the helicopter. Forestry in the southeast. Pine tracks. The helicopter's been deemed advantageous to spray pine tracks with a glyphosate mix to prep a pine track for reseeding after a area has been harvested. Mm-hmm. So the forester or the landowner wants to go in and reseed their property, but they'll call us in to make sure that we will kill off the weeds and stuff that grow real quick, or that overcrowd a seedling and can potentially kill a seedling. We'll spray a mix that will kill the weeds but not hurt the seedling.
Where do you want to see your business 10 years from now?
Wow. My goal is to be a boutique aerial application company. I want to structure my business to where we're doing a really good service with some good acres, providing solutions. No one's really asked me that.
Well, do you see yourself just, you know, by yourself, or do you want 10 other pilots? Or
I want to grow, and I've been blessed to have some people that are A1, top notch, and I want to help them achieve their dream of being a crop duster like me. And if they can prove to me that they're safe and that they're productive and that they communicate well, because many times it's answering questions and making sure that, you know, the co-op knows that the pilot knows what to do. If a farmer comes and asks questions, they need to be able to answer those questions to the best of their ability. If they don't know, they don't know. Say you don't know. So if I can get a good pool of people to help with this experience, then yeah, I'll hire them. It's a dream for me to be doing this. I mean, I've done other avenues of work that I've hated. I've been able to do it and get a paycheck, but I mean, this is it's heaven sent. I love it. I love this type of flying and agriculture. I grew up on a farm in Georgia, and I've always loved aviation, but I never knew about this type of work. Really, the only downside, the biggest downside to this career is being away from my family. I've got a wife and a 3-year-old daughter, and I miss a lot. But my wife understands that I've got a passion for this stuff, for a passion for this type of line of work. And I'm blessed to have her support me and say, you know, I want you happy and safe and, you know, come home when you can. And it keeps me wanting to go home. I mean, but I want to stay out here and work and, you know, work on the bird and grow this thing and talk to people and work. So it's a beautiful problem to have. So yeah, you know, it's, there's a lot of moving parts to running a business like this and headaches and frustrations, but having a passion for it makes it easier.
Well, and Dan Van Donsler here at the Knoxville Airport helped you get your start.
Yes, yes. I see the moving parts to make my business grow, and Dan's definitely involved. Knoxville Aviation is involved, and it's proven it. I had a good year, and I'm very blessed, and Dan's a part of the solution. And so that's why I keep coming back. I will keep coming back as long as he'll let me, and just keep moving forward and grow this thing.
Thanks to David Seaton for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.